I stood there staring at the boss of this little killer monastery. He was the last of them, their proverbial cult leader. No, he wasn't the leader of everything. That was going to be one of the lesser gods. He just happened to be the head honcho of this particular cult of supers, former cult at least, since I'd wasted the rest of them. I adjusted my brown leather gloves, making it so the little holes went back over my knuckles. They were the type of gloves that had the fingers cut off, allowing me to easily grip things like blades, swords, and throats. Then I straightened out the collar on my duster and pulled some bits of flesh and caked blood out of my thick, ratty beard. It wasn't like I was trying to make a fashion statement or anything, but I'd never been a fan of having gore goop in my hair. My best guess was that Percy's was pulling his strings. It could have been Nyx, too, of course, or Erebus, Morris, Hypnus, hell, just about anyone from that line of idiots. Not Charon, though, or Philotes. I knew Charon too well to suspect him, and my heart told me Philotes would never be like her brothers and sisters. Still, I assumed Percy's. He'd changed a lot over the years, seemingly attempting to regain his title as being the God of Destruction. I almost had to laugh at that, considering I'd caused more destruction in a single generation than Percy's had done in thousands of years. It was kind of a drag, since he and I used to be pals. Such was life, though. Time and power changed people, even gods. Percy's didn't sit in one of the big chairs with the top gods or anything, but just like the majority of not-quite-at-the-top gods, he was doing his damnedest to get there. To be on the council was a big deal to both the lesser gods and the council gods. Those sitting on the council protected it like mad, and those wanting a seat fought like hell to gain one. "I know who you are," the cult leader said, his bald head glistening with nervous sweat. He was much larger than me, and his selection of tattoos was a clear indication that he loved to inflict pain. I especially enjoyed the one on his bicep. It showed a skeleton being strangled by human hands. "Percy said you'd be after me." "Yep, Percy's knew it." "And for once," I replied, reaching to pull down my sunglasses just enough to peer over them, "Percy's was right." Percy's wasn't known for being the brightest of the gods. The guy's eyes flashed at my comment. He gripped the spiked baseball bat he was holding even tighter. Clearly, he didn't like my cavalier attitude toward his god. I didn't give a shit.
"It doesn't have to go down this way, Gravedigger."
I put my glasses back in place. Gravedigger was my title. I was never officially given a name, so people tended to just call me Grave or GD. It was rare for the gods to tell their minions my name, though. Not that it was a no-no or anything, but lesser gods saw their creations as nothing but tools. So why would Percy's bother to tell this guy who I was or that I'd come for him? It was kind of weird. Again, though, dropping my name wasn't that big of a deal. It wasn't like this guy was making it out of this alive, so who was he going to tell? And even if he miraculously survived the pain I was about to bring, and he did tell someone, so what? Normals who studied mythology would just laugh at him, knowing that nobody named Gravedigger was in any of the texts. The reason for that was simple. I wasn't created to be part of the lore of the gods. I'm not listed directly in the pantheon. You'll see all the others, of course. Hades, Erebus, Nyx, Tartarus, Thanatos, Chaos, Manetius, Ares, Zeus, Aphrodite, Hera, Athena, and so on. But there's no mention of the Gravedigger. My pal Charon, who was Erebus and Nyx's kid, was the guy people considered to be me. He's the one who ferries the dead over the rivers Styx and Acheron, taking them to the more decent areas of the underworld. Some called him Death. He didn't really like that name, since he wasn't the one who caused death. He just met people when they died. If anyone deserved the death title, it was me. Not because I went from person to person setting off their finality or anything, but rather because I hunted people who became too powerfully evil and killed them.